Hello everyone and welcome to a very special Christmas edition of Connecting for Future. Before we jump in with Eric, I want to pause for a moment and say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing episodes, for sending messages, and for being part of this journey. 2025 honestly flew by. It feels like we just started the year, blinked once, and suddenly we are wrapping presents and drinking Glühwein. I hope you're slowing down right now, spending time with people who matter, and taking a breath. I wish you and your families peaceful holidays, a healthy start into 2026, and a year full of good connections and conversation. One more thing before we start. In 2026, Connecting for Future will change a bit. More episodes, shorter formats, more focus, and most importantly, a stronger community. More special guests, more co-hosts, and more conversations that feel real. People like today's guest, who might show up more often than you think. All right, Glühwein or coffee refilled? Christmas lights on, let's jump in.
Welcome to Connecting for Future, your podcast for beyond connectivity. And now, your host, Christian Kösling.
Welcome back to Connecting for Future. Today's episode is a Christmas edition. End of year reflections and a guest who honestly doesn't feel like a guest anymore. Eric Ocasio is with me today. You know him from Leadership is Tricky and from the many podcasts and conversations we've shared over the years. Eric, welcome back, my friend, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and thanks for having me, Christian. How you doing?
I'm good. How was your day today?
It was good. It was cold. Spent 4.5 hours on the golf course and then, just spending time with family. It's been a good day.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I also had a first Glühwein today, right? So we are still, it's late in the evening, just the day before Christmas, right? So okay. And there's always like a spirit. We always have at least one Glühwein before Christmas comes, and that's going to be tomorrow.
Okay, this is why you're in a good mood.
Absolutely, right? So I got my virtual Christmas in the background. So everything, looking forward for Christmas. And just before we start, do you got like any... Like if you look back on the year 2025, right? So I know it was just flying really, really fast. But you got like some special learnings from last year, what you took away personally?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So personally, some things that I took away is one is I need to kind of slow down and really be present in the moment and maximize all of the time that I have on this earth because it started with tragedy at the beginning of the year for me. Right. So you see how fragile life is in that tragedy. But it's been a good learning perspective for me that we only get one chapter to author in this life and we really have to maximize our time. And then, yeah, so from a personal perspective, it's really that it's like, how do I protect my energy, protect my time and then maximize that for the things that I'm passionate about?
Right. And also being a little bit more healthy, right? So as we've been speaking about this, but that's something, I guess, while we get older, maybe we get more educated about it, right? But just staying in shape a little bit more. And that's something I also have on the radar.
Yeah, that was a big year for me. All right. So if you've known me over the years, so I lost a lot of weight this year, but really focusing on being extremely healthy and fit. So that way I have a little bit more time on this earth for my kids and my wife and you know, family. So it's been a good year.
And look, we spent a lot of time together this year, various podcast recordings, events, and of course, OMR 2025.
Yeah.
When you look back at this year, what stands out for you besides of the private stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. So I met a lot of really cool people. You know, I got to meet Marika and I met Paul McVeigh at the OMR. I was able to, you know, bring along some of my mentees with me. And then, you know, for me, this year was really about connecting and kind of focusing on the experiences of others. So I really brought that to the podcast this year, bringing in some senior folks in their industry and really pulling out their stories. So I was able to bring on Mo Barrett, who's like the first pilot. A female pilot, openly gay pilot in the Air Force at a time where it was like against the law. And then, you know, hearing her story and like the first black engineer general in the Army and, you know, and just really connecting with these people's story to see myself in their journey and sharing that with the audience was great. Leadership is Tricky was extremely successful this year, right? We just under 500,000 views streams and downloads, our most successful season by far. But it couldn't have been, you know, scripted any better of having the right people at the right time on the podcast and people really tuning in and interested. So it was a really good year.
Right. And especially as you mentioned, the Marika podcast, right? So this was like the most viewed and listened podcast, I guess, right? So how many people were on that episode?
Yeah, so I got in total a little over 200,000 people tuned in, whether it was on the podcast, but on YouTube was 103, almost 104,000 now today, people like tuned in. So a lot of comments that came back, people connected with their story, you know, and her progression in life. So it was amazing.
And what was your biggest learning out of that conversation with Marika?
I think one of them was just being humble. She talked about the story and the lessons that she learned from her grandmother, and is really being humble on your journey and understanding that we didn't get anywhere by ourselves, and really just embracing empathy and, you know, just understanding people. And I thought it was a really good message that she delivered to the rest of the audience.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's also something, right? So just like what I also like, right? So how you promote every episode, right? So you had like pre-reads on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. What are your learnings on social media? Do you want to do more next year?
Yeah, I think it's about content. I think that's just the world that we're in, right? We take on so much content in short bits. I think that's going to be the focus next year is, you know, how do I better use Instagram, better use TikTok, better use AI to help me do a lot of the marketing. I think LinkedIn, it's good for the professional network, right? But the successful piece is the outreach through YouTube, through TikTok, through LinkedIn. So I mean through Instagram. So I think it's really that push on social media and creating more content, really short, digestible content.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe in the future, in the near future, we have an AI Santa Claus coming, right? So we don't have to do anything anymore.
Yeah, I think the AI Santa Claus is my wife upstairs is doing gift wrapping right now. So
you got something special for you, which is going to wait for you?
No, you know, we don't do gifts, right? So I think my wife said she got me something, and, you know, so I felt obliged to get her something too, but we usually don't do gifts. It's usually just about the kids, cause I buy stuff all year long. Right. So,
Right. And what you also mentioned just besides of social media, which I also think is outstanding, as you also mentioned, Paul McFake, mm-hmm. he finished his first book, right? So I assume it's the first written book, like not something where you just have a script and saying, hey, this is like a script, right? So you can download it, but it's an official book.
It's actually his second book.
Is it? So okay.
It is. He wrote one like 15 years ago.
And, wow. Man.
Yeah, it was. I actually read the book. It's a pretty good book. So, but this is his second book, and he's like the first professional athlete with like a master's degree in psychology. So, if you guys don't know about Paul McVey, really look him up. He's on the podcast as well. But you asked about me. I mean, one of the things I actually sent off my first draft of my book this week. So it's been a little humbling, right? Just the anxiety building up of like someone's going to read my draft of the book. But my hope is over the next couple months, you know, I'll get that back and then I'll refine it and then send it back in for another cut. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm playing with some titles right now. So
I'm looking forward for it, man. You definitely have to send me the heads up before it comes out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I put it everywhere, right? Instagram, social media.
Right? And so. TikTok, right? In the future.
And TikTok, yeah.
What something was always interesting to me, like because on your professional side, you also work for the U.S. Army, right? So mm-hmm. I know that's very conservative. How do you also build like a sort of community, right? So like how... To say, hey, I got my podcast coming up. Why? So I know people are also into leadership, but mm-hmm. what's it like being like building a sort of community? Does it work like with AUSA, or do you just keep everything separated?
Yeah, so I think it started, like my podcast journey started with a federal workers podcast with my buddy Alan Strunk. And that spawned Leadership is Tricky, right? So it's because where I'm at in the government space, I have one-on-one counselings and leadership coaching, mentoring, all of that. Every day. So I was like, well, let me find a platform that I can spread my leadership techniques, methodology, stories, experiences with everyone. So I started Leadership is Tricky, right, with my buddy Steve. So, yeah, so I keep a lot of it very separate, right? So I do a lot of one-on-one coaching and, you know, speaking engagements. But then I also, in my professional space, I do a lot of that one-on-one with employees, subordinates, those that are in the military. And then I have AUSA, right? So I'm the vice president for leadership development. And that's the Association for the United States Army, which also gives me a platform to spread leadership techniques and professional development with the masses, right? Because we are the voice of the Army. So it's been good. I mean, I keep it pretty separate, but, you know, it bleeds over, you know, here and there, because leadership is an activity. It doesn't matter what industry you're in.
Right. And especially AUSA, right? So they do a fantastic work, right? So I know it depends on the community again, but the one in Germany, especially the one in Wiesbaden, they are just fantastic, right? So outstanding, always the best chapter, right? So they get like special awards. And I'm also hoping you would be one on one of the AUSA podcasts, right? So they also have one. So you also need to be as a guest on one of those ones.
Yes, I did one 2 years ago with them.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it was a really short one, right? So maybe I need to do a little more outreach to get on their podcast, but they do a good job.
Right. Eric, before we all get too reflective and emotional, right, because of Christmas, let's talk just a little bit about tech. When you look at 2026, what technology trend are people overhyping right now?
That's interesting. I think the maturity of AI and right. I think we heard it 5 years ago that AI was taking our jobs. All right. I think that's a bit overhyped in where we are at with the maturity level. I think we're at a point where AI is everywhere. Chatbots are everywhere. Right. Large language models are being trained and they're being embedded in everything that we do. That is true. So I think some jobs will morph to be something different, but I think what's being overhyped is really the AI taking over everything. I just don't know that we're there yet. I think we'll get there 10, 15, 20 years from now. I think AI will be everywhere in everything that we do and will help streamline a lot of things, but I just don't know that we're there yet. But a lot of cool tech that's coming out. I mean, you know, I play with a lot of things every day. So there's a lot of cool tech that's out there that's being embedded in everything that we do to make things a little bit more simpler for us to gain us more time back. So I'm excited.
And I know some people are saying, hey, there's a huge bubble which is going to be created right now from AI. Right? It might be coming to a, I don't know if it's like a, if the bubble is going to explode, right? So people are just a little bit careful right now. But I don't know, like the last time when prices just go up and go up. It's crazy.
Yeah. I tell people just don't be scared of it, right? Is go out and learn as much as you can about, you know, prompt engineering. You know, I've taken a lot of courses on that and it's exciting stuff, right? The things that you can do within, you know, the prompts that you come up with. But also agentic AI. I mean, that is an extremely powerful tool. I use it every day now. And then, you know, within the workforce, like, you know, HR tasks, simple tasks that just everyday administrative things that eat our lunch is really invest time in learning what that is and how to build agentic AI models. Because I think that's in 2026 going into 2027, I think over the next 12 to 15 months, it's going to be really about how do we streamline those routine tasks that we do every day. And I think agentic AI is there. Yeah, and then play with things that are out there, right? There's 1,000 apps that are available to us that we can do from our phone, right? I mean, this is a powerful tool. Just use the apps, learn the apps, figure it out. Because marketing, you know, TikTok shopping, you know, live shopping, and a lot of the creative stuff that's out there, you can do now with AI, and I think it's great. But there's a business in everything that we do, right? I mean, prompt engineering, agentic AI workflow development. And some other things that are out there for you.
I know it gets very much, right? So as an example, we already did a podcast like one day ago. I screwed it up. But it's also because like, right, I got all those fancy tools and suddenly when I jump into the platform, there's my phone is ringing saying your microphone is now on the phone and so on, right? So it gets like, you also need to be a little bit, right? Maybe I'm getting too old, but you have to handle everything. So it's not about like simplicity somehow, right? Because you get like so many options. There's a virtual co-host. There's, as I mentioned, like my iPhone, right? So yeah, let's see what the future is going to bring us.
Yeah, I just think you have to be very deliberate, right? To your point, I mean, our notifications are going off all the time, right?
Yep.
And there's just so much distraction and noise. You have to be very focused on what you want to do and then just hone in and focus in on that.
Yep, agree. Let's flip it. What technology is underrated going into 2026?
Right? So I think I'm going to talk outside both sides of my neck, right? Some of the AI tools that are out there are underrated, right? I think like AI cloning is a big thing, especially for people in our space. You know, we can train AI bots and things to put out messages for us. You know, with prompt engineering, we can feed it back into AI clones to do a lot of the material for us and training and just these new platforms that are out there, you know, whether it's 11 Labs or, you know, some of the other ones. I won't talk about all of them, but, you know, take time. The learning platforms that are out there is underrated and underhyped, I believe. I think they've gotten a lot better on how you can consume small bits of information through a lot of these apps and learn quickly and fail often and then, you know, learn again, right? So, yeah, I think... some of the AI and the maturity, I think, is overhyped. And I think that the AI tools that are out there are underhyped because there's a lot of great ones that are out there. So I just tell people use them and figure it out.
And in terms of podcast, you got like something, what you personally are also going to plan for 2026?
Yeah, so I'm working on a platform now for Leadership is Tricky. So it's not just the podcast. It's going to be a place where people can subscribe and pull a lot of information. So I'll have some more premium content, some guest speakers, you know, short bits of information. So I'm working on that right now. I think our government shutdown earlier this year was really good for me because I got to focus on a lot of things that I've been putting off. But that'll be coming in 2026. And then the podcast, it'll be next season. I'm lining it up. I'm looking for more guests in different spaces, not just, you know, at the top of their craft or business, but people that are doing good things out there. I'm looking for people that are doing a lot of charity work, people that are doing a lot of nonprofit work. I really want to see what drives their purpose. So the next season will be about purpose.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, right? So I also have like a German podcast, which is just like purely in German. And there was one guest who also spoke about like what he's also doing, like in sort of community, where you have like a membership, right? So, and then again, you got like different sort of memberships, but also to have more in-person connections, right? Where you just do like a trip together to, I don't know, to Garmisch, for instance, right? So, and you really build like a sort of community connection building or sort. Would this be something you also consider? Like being like a membership or just paid content?
Yeah, I think for me, the network piece of it, it's just time, right? I just don't know that I have enough time that I can give of myself, right? Because I would have to build a network of people.
Right.
It gets a little tricky. So no, I think right now I'm just going to focus on the content piece. I think that's going to be my main focus. And then just growing the network from there.
Yeah, maybe there's another shutdown coming soon, right? So you have some more time.
Yeah, we got about six weeks. We'll know where we're at. But I think it's coming. But I relish the downtime, right? In chaos, you know, there's beauty that's born. So I just tell people, you know, just focus on those things that you really want to get done, that you're passionate about, and use that downtime.
And look, you already have like a lot of things what you're planning to do, right? So even like just the promotion on your book, right? So doing the different stuff on podcast, it also needs some time, even if you have AI supporting, but you still need to build that community, right? So that's a lot of work. And perhaps, I don't know, like maybe you also want to become like a songwriter or like a singer, right? So I know we had like one podcast where you already tried a little bit, so you never know.
yeah, I think those days are behind me. I tried when I was in my early 20s to really be a musician, and that takes time too, right? And resources, and you know, just life gets in the way, but it's still in there. You know, if you want me to woo woo woo, you know,
Yeah. That is also something I definitely want to do together with you, right? So also acting, right? So if you as a co-host also within the community of Connecting for Future, right? And just bringing some special lights towards that podcast.
So yeah, I'm always open for anything that's new. If, you know, just let me know what you need and I'll support you, Christian.
Oh, fantastic. What else do you have like for 2026? Do you have something on your personal wish list, like besides what you're doing, what's supposed to be coming? What are you looking something forward for, something unique, or just taking it softly as things come?
Yeah, I don't plan out a lot of goals. I think the book really getting season six kind of shaped and rolling, so that way by March, April timeframe, I'm dropping the next season. I think that'll be my focus, because I don't like planning things way out. I'm 90-day increments. That's the way I operate. You know, so I set goals and things that are attainable and achievable in 90 days. And then I focus on that for 90 days. And then, you know, it just slides with me every 90 days of things that I can get done. Yeah, it's just a time thing.
Yeah, it's always, right? So time, I know, like every year, right? So once New Year comes, right? So I also write things down. But then in the summertime, time just goes by faster, and I just lose track a little bit, right? So I know it's always about like reflecting, giving feedback again, but suddenly it's now Christmas already. So I also missed out doing a lot of stuff, but it's really good, like, just to now focus, right? So writing down some stuff and then focusing on next year and then pushing it forward.
Yeah, just don't get too caught up in trying to plan it all out, because that's where anxiety, you know, jumps in, you know, all this unknown planning, right? Is just focus on the things that you think you can achieve and go after it hard and that you're passionate about. Go after it hard and just live with purpose.
Yep. So I know next year is definitely, it's a little bit of a game changer. I know I've been talking about since the first OMR when I took the guys from the satellite company. Remember when I took those guys from AST Space Mobile, they also joined like the OMR. And now it gets a little bit more real, right? So direct to device. So we have a lot of stuff coming in terms of technology. So there's a lot of stuff. We definitely have more things to talk about also with other guests, like on podcasts, and just to talk about those technologies, right? So, or drones, right? So you have more in this space, and then it gets interested again, like just to see, okay, how does this match within all the other technologies with AI or things like that?
Yeah, I think it's important too, just not to get lost in just the device piece of it, right? Or even the peripheries, a lot of things like drones and autonomous vehicles and all of that. That's a real thing. That's really big, but it's really, you know, how do we connect it all? You know, that network and backbone, you know, how do we continue to make sure that, you know, high speed services are not just internet services are available to everyone everywhere, right? And that it's robust enough to do all this stuff in the whole IoT world, right? So I'm looking forward to what you guys have on the horizon and hearing about all the new cool tech.
Fantastic. Yeah, and that's also something I want to do, is write shorter podcasts. So we are almost coming to the end right now. Mm-hmm. But before we wrap up, one last question. If you could give leaders one simple piece of advice going into 2026, what would it be?
Slow down, be present in the moment, and actually lead with purpose. Because if you don't live your purpose, you'll always live someone else's purpose. So I think that's it's critical, right? Too often do we go to work every day and feel like we have to do every single task, that we have to be available for everyone, that we have to be rock stars, that we have to miss our kids' events, or, you know, miss time with family. I mean, the reality is work is a saturation of tasks for 8.5 to 9 hours, sometimes 12. So just slow down, be present, and live with purpose.
That's a strong note to end on. Eric, well, thank you for the friendship. So for being Eric, I know you're a fantastic guy, right? So I love the way how you just do your podcast, how you are as a friend, and everything you do. So thank you so much for that, for the conversations and the honesty. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. And again, thank you. And I wish you and your family a happy holidays. And we'll continue. We'll carry our friendship into 2026.
Absolutely. Looking forward for it. To everyone listening, thank you again for being part of Connecting for Future. Enjoy the holidays. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see each other or hear each other in 2026 with fresh energy and new ideas. Merry Christmas and all the best. Happy holidays.
Ciao.